2. Name: Adam Porter. Question: Are drug cheats ruining the Olympic spirit?
More than twice the number of drug cheats caught at the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games were caught at Athens 2004. A record 24 athletes tested positive for drugs. Therefore, it could be argued that the Olympic spirit is truly dead. However, many believe that Jacques Rogge, the president of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, has rekindled the Olympic spirit through his zero-tolerance approach to drugs. The IOC increased the number of drug tests in Athens by 25%. A clear message was sent to athletes that the chances of being caught are getting higher and higher. A clear moral message was also delivered to the general public that the days of tolerating drug use among athletes are coming to an end. In an Olympic first, Greek sprinters Kostas Kentaris and Ekaterini Thanou were told in no uncertain terms to forget about competing at Beijing 2008 after failing to turn up for drug tests at the Athens Olympics. The Olympic community is becoming more and more committed to stopping drug cheats, and there is more cooperation between international federations to do so. The Olympic spirit is alive and kicking, and will continue to grow as the fight against drug cheats continues. On the last day of the Athens Olympics, Dr. Rogge told reporters, "My dream that will never be fulfilled is to test as much as possible and to have no positive tests." Jack Rogge's dream will provide inspiration to the Olympic community for many years to come.